Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Senator Byrd of West Virginia lost his tenuous grasp to this plane of existence. I wonder what tunnel he went down or up. Down the black tunnel or up the glistening white tunnel? You think Senator Byrd sprouted little white angel wings and flapped up to Valhalla? Or do you think he's now dining with Beelzebub? So he's gone. A specter who looks like he's the Walking Dead is getting ready to ask Kagan questions the next 10-15 minutes. I'm going to cut to that feed because it'll be a parting gasp from Specter thrown out in the primary. Another stab at the heart of America. He stabbed the country in the heart so many times. The Supreme Court has ruled that governments have a right to take your guns. Now, the public is running around going, "Hey, we got our right. The government gave it to us. We won. We won." Nobody's got guns in D.C. a year and a half after they overthrew that. Nobody's got guns in other areas of the country where they've disarmed their quarry. What this does is it says, look, you just can't outright say there's no Second Amendment. Yes, you can write regulations that make it impossible to own guns. And that's what Alito said. So I guess with people like Alito, why not just have Kagan in there? Just have it done with. I mean, have her openly run around wallowing on the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. You got the government already moving to shut down the internet publicly. I mean, let's just get real here. Let's just call it what it is. Let's call a spade, it's tyranny. All right, we're going to come back from break. This is a short segment, and I promise I'm going to go directly to your calls. It was shaking me up looking at Kagan, though. I mean, I don't like looking at tyrants, and I can't stand looking at male tyrants, female tyrants, but there's something archetypal about the goblin witch, the image of just a thug, a usurper, a nobody, just dredged up out of the bottom of a cesspit and then stuck in a blue dress up there in front of us, festooned with pearls, who literally has had everything given to her in her life because she's a tyrant, and who is a complete cog, a complete machine, a wind-up toy, a robot of tyranny, who in every writing praises judges in foreign countries that are known as global superstars of tyranny and judicial oppression. It's unbelievable how unqualified she is, how pathetic she is, how tyrannical she is. It's a joke. I'm like Robbie the Robot, where I can't compute something and smoke just starts coming out of my ears at this point. I just can't handle it anymore. And I know you can't handle it anymore. But we got to be smart. We got to be cold. And we've got to apply ourselves every day to take back our cities, our counties, our states, and the federal government so we can kick these parasite New World Order people out of our country. So we can get the rule of law and the Bill of Rights and Constitution back. So these mega corporations and big central banks that have carried out all these crimes can be brought to justice, because we're not going to have any rest or any freedom or any liberty or any chance at a free life. I mean, I always wanted freedom, folks. That's why I got involved at, 21 in the fight for liberty, when most people were out chasing skirts and getting drunk. I've done a little bit of that, and it wasn't fulfilling. I knew liberty was under attack, but let me tell you, when I started having children in the last 8.5 years, things totally changed. A whole new dimension of outrage and disgust entered my psyche. And I will not have my children being slaves of groups of criminals that combine forces together with all their fancy PR to sell slavery down my throat. I will not be your slave. I don't care if you give me toilet water and tell me it's lemonade. I know what it is. And I'm not drinking it, Kagan. I'm not drinking it, Obama. I'm not drinking it, Mitt Romney. I'm not buying it anymore. I don't care if you're reading off a teleprompter and wearing a $5,000 suit. It's over. I know you're a group of swindling crooks, and I want you out of my life, you parasites. Do you understand, you degenerate scum? We will defeat you. Do you understand, trash?
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is an ominous portend that Senator Byrd, champion of the New World Order, died today as they bring forth another enabler of evil and tyranny, Elena Kagan. We're going to be covering that throughout the broadcast. In fact, let's just fade up the hearing here for people again for just a moment. Here's some of the groveling that's going on towards her.
Of what's important to the Republicans and what is important to the Democrats when it comes to our judiciary and who sits on it.
Absolutely. And the suggestion that came from Senator Sessions, the lead Republican on the Judiciary Committee, is that she is potentially an activist judge. And he was very interesting. He, you know, he said, there's other people who have served in political life in America before becoming a Supreme Court nominee. For example, Chief Justice Roberts worked for Ronald Reagan, for example. But he said, there's a difference here, and the difference is that she was actually involved in domestic policy advocacy. And there, you get into issues like partial birth abortion. And he said specifically that she was the one who convinced Clinton to veto such a ban on partial birth abortion.
Yeah, that's country. Enough. They've cut away from the hearings. We can go to C-SPAN if we want to hear them. But she openly says that judges, in writings that we've read on air, you've seen it in the news, it's been all over the web, she's written published papers. These aren't emails to friends. These aren't, no, these are published law papers where she believes judges should make law. I mean, right there. This would be like putting an alcoholic in charge of a liquor store. Oh, Bob, you know, you're 57 years old. You've been drinking since you were 12. You're a complete alcoholic. You're starting to have liver failure. You almost died last time you got off alcohol. You've been sober for 6 months. Let's put you in as a checkout counter person at the local liquor store. Or no, better, let's make you a bartender. Yeah, you're an alcoholic. You were such an alcoholic the last time you went off of it, you had seizures, Bob. Let's send you to the Bartending School of America. And you can be out in 6 weeks and bartending. I think bartending would be a good job for you. You've got a woman. You know what? I apologize. I'm going to your calls. I am just marveling right now. I guess I shouldn't marvel. I mean, I marvel when Federal Reserve head, Treasury head, brokerage firm heads, one after the other the last year and a half, get up before Congress and say, we won't tell you where the trillions of dollars went. We just stole it, and that's the end of it. And then one Congressman Stern says to Paulson, he says, well, what about the $218 million you got when you were Treasury Secretary? You gave that to yourself through Goldman Sachs. And he said, well, I gave myself a waiver. And the congressman said, you gave yourself a waiver. And he said, yeah, I gave myself a waiver. I mean, come on. Oh, God. If they can get away with crimes this big, ladies and gentlemen, none of us are safe. Nothing is safe. Nothing is safe. They're openly announcing they're going to start taking over the Internet. And by the way, the media is all talking about Obama and a kill switch. He can kill the Internet. They're not going to kill the Internet with flipping a switch. They're going to slowly take it over, federalize it, and start incrementally censoring it. We have the Internet 2 global plan for a decade now being implemented in Australia, Italy, and the United States. The Homeland Security and Cybercom, like something out of Transformers, it's called Cyber Command, is meant to take over and kill the web as we know it. The Pentagon is going to launch their own attacks on the web. Kurt Nemo wrote an article almost a year ago at Infowars.com where the Pentagon admitted they run attacks on their own systems. They're going to attack it, shut it down for a few days, then turn it back on and say, see, you were scared, but we ended up saving the Internet. And they're also saying in these hearings, the head of Cyber Command, which is, by the way, Pentagon, involved domestically, it's totally illegal, Richard Clark, he's now got his Dr. Evil chrome dome, Mr. Clean hairstyle. And he said, well, the corporations have been begging for this. We didn't want to do this. Well, you bet the top five, you know, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, Apple, and a few others, they've all been calling for this takeover of the web, so it's their domain. You better believe the NSA founded all those companies. IBM predates that. That's the big number five. It's a eugenics foundation. You better believe they want this. You better believe they want Internet too. They created the consortium in 1999. You better believe this is their plan. You better believe we've read the plan. You better believe we've written hundreds of articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the last decade screaming bloody murder. And guess what? Here we are. It's now. We watch nations going under the banks. We watch the roads and water and 600 islands of Greece being handed over to the very banks that robbed them. We openly see them raising taxes everywhere. We openly see the news now admitting this is a depression by design. I mean, this is the full-on war. They're going to start the wars. They're going to stage the terror attacks. They're going to block the oil relief so that it can come ashore and create a devastating emergency. This is the order out of chaos. This is the wrecking of society. And then the big corporations that control government, they've got all the private firms in banking, in oil cleanup, in law enforcement, in military hardware, in military training that then make the profit out of the collapse and managing every collapse until you are totally bankrupt under their control. And then they're going to launch the next phase, global extermination operations, with the U.S. supplying the battle-hardened murder forces, because there won't be any other jobs for your sons. Your daughters will be prostitutes and whores, or will be little police officers, and your sons will all be off fighting for the New World Order Empire, coming back with their arms and legs blown off. That's what the future of America. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Derek in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to briefly discuss a couple topics. Smart meters in California, digital license plates in California, and e-books. First, the smart meters. I think that this is going to be a way to control marijuana growing. Now that they know that the voters in California want marijuana, they want to figure out a mechanism, even if the people don't want it.
Your intuition is correct. They already said that they're using smart meters in Austin, Texas, and in areas of California to track if you're using more power than the number of people that live in the house, and then that's used as evidence for a SWAT team warrant. And they've raided people that are growing plants or have a bunch of fish tanks or into a bunch of televisions right here in Austin, and then they keep on the lowdown. But they're already looking at your power bill. But it's more than that. All the new dishwashers, all the new toasters, all the new refrigerators, all the new clothes dryers, all the new computers, by federal regulations, have smart meter hookups in them where everything is going to be tracked, and even your outside air conditioner is going to be radio remote controlled, where the government controls everything going on inside your house. And yes, all the license plates worldwide, the feds are moving globally, because it's one big federal government worldwide run by these banks, that yes, government messages about anti-gun, anti-family, pro-Prozac are going to be all, and then soon your car by law as part of a tax, the entire door panels are going to be government brainwashing, where you're totally immersed in government brainwashing because they cannot allow you to unplug from the television. They've got to cram them down your throat. The Pentagon said 20 years ago the model will be what Times Square looks like, where just everything is bombarding you with face scanning cameras that then flash ads up tailor made to you individually. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I just wanted to, this is like Al Capone style, because the way he did it was, look, if you want to be able to purchase weed, you're going to have to come to me. That's what he did, or he would blow them to smithereens if they didn't. And the digital license plate...
No, that's it. No, it's on record. They legalized the pot first. Then Obama comes into California, and the feds order them. You will cut 1,500 pot stores down to 50, and then those are all run by local jefes. And then there's still... So there's not enough legal pot areas to supply all the weed, so you have a government-controlled, limited, just like with diamonds or oil, cartel, and then you have separately the black market, and they shake everybody down on both ends of it.
People like Kagan snarling at us. Just like you were saying earlier, I had to turn the channel myself because I couldn't stand seeing how the woman just snarls. And Chris Matthews this morning talking about gun control, talking about that even in the old West that you had to check your guns at the city gates. That's not true. People used to walk around with guns all the time.
There was only a few cities during really bad times. And it was generally a corrupt sheriff who would do that, because a lot of times the sheriffs became the real outlaws.
Well, Albuquerque announced yesterday, I live in the city of Albuquerque, and they're really pushing this DWI agenda forward. They're saying now that you can be arrested at your home for DWI, even if it happened a month previously, that they need to be able to follow up and investigate. And they had that on the news the other day.
Well, let me go back to all the central points you made, Derek, because you really have brought up some thought-provoking points. I mean, for those that didn't watch it, and I literally had to turn it off, I've never seen anybody, not a general, not a court nominee, not a cabinet official, I've never seen anyone with this crazed a look, literally snarling with hatred. This woman, that's what I'm saying in her writing, she is a monster. But, I mean, you saw what I was talking about?
Yeah, before you even said it, I was sitting here watching, and I was telling my wife, I cannot believe the way that she is just snarling. I had to turn the channel. And then I hear you going on about it, and you, to me, are like a comedian. I've been listening to you for years. I'm a 26-year-old Latin American male, and regardless of what people say about the Tea Party movement, about the conservatives, I'm conservative. And we know what's going on, and we're not going to let them sit there and try to put two different people against each other when our views are exactly the same, you know? And I want to thank you for the work that you've done, and I've opened many people's eyes, you know what I mean, within my community, and I'm on it, and I can't stand this tyranny that they're putting us in. And
well, God bless
the
you.
E-books, the e-books that they're coming out with, this is a way to delete history, because when they convert everything to digital media, and then all of a sudden, then Lieberman can have his kill switch, and then they erase history. So what I've done is I've been printing out everything that I've ever once known and been buying books so that you can have that physically to own, and I would advise people to do that. Because
no, that's a point, because they've actually done the studies that within about 10 years, almost all book publishers will not make books anymore unless it's a bestseller, and so you won't be able to get a physical copy, and then over time, they can edit and change the books. I agree with you. Folks, Oh, my God. I appreciate your call, Derek. We're going to come back and go to Jim, Mark, Dan, Alex, and others.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. This is our king, Lord Kagan, is being confirmed by the Senate right now in the hearings. They say they're going to confirm her. I've never seen anybody sit there and scowl at people. I was watching it during the break, almost transfixed. Let's go ahead and go to Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I have a personal call and then a question.
Okay.
Right now, my house is kind of divided. I heard what you're saying about, Alex's conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's my wife's take. My take, I had that a little bit, and I thought you were a little bit ahead of your time. But for the last 6 months, I think you're right on the money, sir.
Okay? Well, I don't know what I can say to your wife. I mean, they're openly saying they're going to start taking the Internet over and incrementally restricting free speech. They're trying to confirm a lady who says you have no right to own guns and that the government can, quote, disappear speech whenever they want. They're trying to start World War III with Iran. The entire Bill of Rights is being overthrown. Banks have stolen trillions of dollars. We're really in a depression. The media has been lying about that, but major newspapers today, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, London Telegraph, are saying we're in a depression. I mean, sodium fluoride does cause brain damage and massive increases in bone cancer. GMO food, in every major study, the major GMO crops reduces fertility in the rats they feed it to. I mean, what is it specifically that is a conspiracy theory we talk about here? I know that truth is crazy. Believe me, I wish this wasn't real, but what am I supposed to do?
How about the Kagan thing? What about the Second Amendment rights? Can you clarify that for me?
Well, I mean, you can just Google Elena Kagan's Second Amendment statements. And months ago, weeks ago, we read, I don't have them here in front of me. You can pull up her statements about how under the Second Amendment, you know, is a right for the militias, and that's the National Guard, and that she supports. She was making policy in the Clinton administration. She supported partial birth abortion. She supported the assault weapons ban. I mean, she's anti-Second Amendment, and she's made statements saying that she agrees with Attorney General Holder, who argued, and you can pull up his quotes, saying there's no individual right to keep and bear arms, which is the UN position, which Obama now says he supports. I mean, you can pull those quotes up.
Okay, I want to say one thing in defense of my wife. Okay, she got me a Romanian AK-47 for Valentine's Day, because nothing says love like an assault weapon.
Now she got you some type of Mac 90 variant, right? It's semi-automatic.
No. It was a Romanian AK.
So the rifle's fully auto?
No. It's semi-auto, but it's legal.
No, I understand. Only reason I correct you, and I'm sure your wife's a great lady. I mean, she's probably a really nice person and really intelligent, and so truth is stranger than fiction. She has trouble believing it. You know, even until the end of World War II, the average American in our media said that they didn't believe Hitler had death camps because people just couldn't imagine a Western society doing something like that because they'd known about it happening in other parts of the world, and they were naive, thinking, oh, we're so civilized, you know, we can't do anything like that here. But after the war, it came out what had really happened. Eisenhower made the Germans clean up the camps and actually bury the people because even the local towns were in denial about what was going on. So I mean, denial is a serious force. But specifically, though, I see the media always lying, saying you can go to the gun show and buy an AK-47, a Kalashnikov, and then they'll show an image of it. And then the media goes, wow, you can get fully auto Russian weapons, and they use that against us. And yes, I understand in a figure of speech, it is the body of an AK-47. It is that classic look, and I've got a Bulgarian, a Romanian, a Chinese, a Russian, but they've all got different names because just like it looks like an M16, but it's not fully auto, it's an AR-15, and there's hundreds of different variants. A fully auto, you know, Colt M16, you have to get a federal firearms stamp, a license to get that. So if you bought it at a gun show or at a gun shop, and a lot of times ATF tricks good people at gun shows and sends them to prison. This is a trick. They'll show up, get a gun dealing stand, and say, come on over here. I got a fully auto AK-47. And, you know, Farmer John, who's there all the time at the gun show, he sees these same guns. He goes, wow, yeah, $100, that's a good deal. They're $300 over at that table. Go ahead and give me the cash here. So you want the AK-47, right? And then they send him to prison. And so your wife bought you a variant of a AK-47, the semi-automatic street legal version, which is what you want to begin with. You don't want full auto. You want single shot. That's the way to direct your rounds. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Good to have you on board, sir. I would just challenge you and your wife to not believe a word I say and to actually go investigate it. It's kind of like 70 days ago, more than 70, just a week into it, it was already in the Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida Panhandle newspapers that the Coast Guard, under the orders of Obama, was not letting the counties and cities and state authorities fix the berms. And I would get emails saying, you're making that up. Obama's a great guy. You Republicans are going to get it. And I'd see YouTube comments on videos I put out about the subject. I'm not a Republican. You know, you got to love it. Whenever Bush was in power, people send me emails going, you stinking Democrat. You're not going to get away with this, you hardcore commie. And then Obama comes in and it's, listen, you're not going to get away with it, you Republican racist. What on earth does blocking the estuaries have to do with being a Republican or a Democrat or a racist? And now it's all over the news again that they have these giant skimmer ships. One ship from Taiwan can scoop up more oil than all of the ships we've got out there currently. And it just sucks the oil in, skims the water out, and sprays the water back out the back and keeps the oil, and they go off and refine it. And by the way, these ship companies have offered to do it for free. And how can they do that? All they want to do is be able to keep the oil. They've done the mathematical calculations that if they can go out and scoop X amount of oil, they will make huge profits. That's the free market. You let them have the oil. But see, no. BP gets to get the cleanup money. BP gets to pay part of the $20 billion to its own subsidiaries to clean up the mess. They're going to end up making money off this. This is a Chicago mafia operation teamed up with the D.C. New York mob. They're going to let this disaster be as bad as it can to pass their carbon taxes. But that's coming up. Let's go back to your calls. It's just, it's so horrible. And now there's more and more mainstream news articles talking about evacuations of the Gulf having to happen. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take calls for the rest of the hour now as quickly as possible. And then we are going to news blitz the first 30 minutes of the next hour and then come back with your calls. And then we've got some guests from the G20 coming on. I'm going to get Larry Beecraft, a constitutional lawyer, on to talk about Elena Kagan tomorrow. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, great afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
I've never seen a person at a nomination hearing with a crazed, hateful, steel-eyed look in their eye like Kagan. I mean, this woman cannot wait to slap the American people around. And she knows that the bought and paid for Senate is going to crouch down and follow their orders. And so she's standing there in a queenly bearing, just letting them know that you are my slaves. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I'm not going to let that get me off track. Neither should those guys in the G20. I'm saying, like you said to the guy in prison, go with God, guys, and I know they will. And I wanted to ask a couple questions about that. Was a neat interview with Ventura, and a couple of things in Arizona I wanted to ask about, and I'll be brief. The governor situation, I don't know much about. I'm not able to follow everything, but the governor in Arizona, I want to compare an example of what Ventura shared on your show several years ago when he was the servant of the people who have authority in Minnesota. And he shared that when those people, those black-suited, CIA, George Soros, whatever, people came into his organization or into the Capitol and told him to come downstairs, he told them, what is your business and what are your names? And they said, well, let us tell you something. He said, no, you're not telling me anything. I serve the people of this state, and you get out of here. And this Arizona thing, I hate to say it, but it's going to get to a point eventually where there's going to have to be a force of the people, and that's the only way, because our government's not doing a darn thing. They're messing the whole thing up.
No, I mean, the Southwest is in complete collapse. Mexico has collapsed. It is a failed state. There's mass murder going on. 80-plus miles in, they're putting up signs saying, don't drive down this road, don't go in this national park. I mean, the country is falling apart, which is exactly what the establishment wants, because then the banks come in and take over. We are being overthrown. We are being destroyed, just like they'll bomb out Belgrade and come in and take it over, or bomb out Baghdad and come in and take it over. This is their modus operandi, and Arizona is literally making a last Alamo stand against a third-world country collapsing into it. Nothing against Mexico, folks, but, I mean, it is collapsed. This is a red alert. 46 states are going bankrupt, according to Bloomberg. Red alert. The ship is sinking. We are on fire. And you've got some goblin woman in a giant clown suit. I mean, a big blue clown suit. Looks like she got out of a clown car, up there scowling at everyone with her tiny pinhead. It's just surreal. I mean, and that's the psychological tactic. They just want to overwhelm us. Think about Obama arrogantly sitting there, knowing that between 50 and 100 million gallons, conservatively, is going to blow up. We're into day 78 on this. For 70-plus days of this, he's been blocking it. And they know it's going to come in when the hurricanes hit in the next few months. Could be even sooner. They know it's going to blow most of that in to the coast, and it's going to be a disaster of biblical proportions, and then he's going to grandstand then, and he thinks you're going to forget that he blocked the aid, and then his answer will be putting a new tax on you. I mean, they are trying to wreck this country. Their banks are trying to bring us down. I appreciate your call, Mark. I mean, it's just so hard to deal with. I mean, I understand why new listeners don't want to believe me. I can't believe this, okay? I can't believe we have, even if we had a corrupt elite, you'd think they want to keep their possession, their property, the United States in place, and run it well. You know, if I was the corrupt ruling elite of this system, I would try to have healthy people, strong people. I'd try to still have private property because I can milk more off of them, you know, with a big government through that. No. They want to wreck it. They want to fully dominate and drive everyone into submission because they want power. They don't want you living good. You look into the eyes of Kagan and you see everything that these socialist, globalist parasites are about. She is there and she doesn't care. The power elites put her into control and she has nothing but arrogance and contempt for those senators. I've never seen anything like it. She is a monster because she believes in overthrowing those elected representatives. She believes in the dictatorship of the judiciary. She is a one-worlder. She's a baby killer, folks. She's a monster. She thinks that women aren't told when they're 9 months pregnant and they're ignorant when they go into a Planned Parenthood. Oh, we could adopt your baby and CPS would even pay hundreds of thousands, or CPS would get hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, normally we'd have to kidnap your child. Go ahead and have the child. No, their prerogative is kill, kill, kill. You know, even if there's money involved, it's still kill that baby. And so they're like, sure, we'll get you taken care of. There's a special doctor. And they'll kill a baby 2 weeks from term. Kill it out on the table. That's the dirty secret. Instead of giving it to a family that wants it. And always these fake liberals. You're not liberals. You're monsters. You're lovers of death. With death and hatred for all mankind in your heart. And you know it. I remember back in high school and college, I'd debate them and they'd say, are you as a white person gonna adopt these brown and black babies? I never understood that line. And now I know the statistics. I know that there are liberal groups pushing to keep whites from actually adopting Hispanic and black babies that people don't want, or even retarded black babies. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Instead of them being aborted, because it sets that deadly evil precedent and devalues their lives. And it turns out there are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are abortions. That's why people import babies in from the Middle East, Asia, South Korea, Africa. That's why there's white Christians down there fighting to adopt starving Haitian children. And the establishment says, you're not going to adopt them. You're going to go to prison, even though they got all the authorizations. You're going to let that baby starve to death. Notice you don't hear about Haiti anymore. Hundreds and hundreds, over 200,000 dead, thousands still dying a week, total collapse of their society, collapse of all their major buildings, collapse of their Capitol building, collapse of their White House, total collapse. Oh, you don't hear about it anymore. And nobody's going to be able to adopt those black babies. I'm afraid they're going to die because these people aren't liberals, folks. They're Nazi eugenicist scum. Dan in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I live in Minnesota here, and 2 weeks ago on the news, they had the churches had a they have a nice front for it was a gun buyback is what they said.
Catholic churches, Protestant churches, they have them in Austin, and I saw a video in Austin of people out on the street corner saying, "Hey, I'll buy your guns, I'll pay more than the $50 certificate," and the cops came over to the local Austin activists and said, "We don't have a law, but we're just saying you're not going to be here soliciting this. Get out of here." Because, again, it's about training everybody. The image of turning your guns in is a good civic thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm the guy who called in a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember about my ex-wife working in the sheriff's department with the vaccine, giving my son the vaccines and the fluoride and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I talked to her about that, and she just basically said I need to be – I gave her all the articles, gave her the actual vaccine inserts. The last time I had my son, I told him what aspartame fluoride does, and he knows that what Barry's Taro is all about. I mean, he's a smart 7-year-old.
But your ex-wife thinks she's rebelling, and she's like, I'm going to give him that fluoride, and I'm going to give him those shots, and there's nothing you're going to do to stop me, Dan. I buy into the whole system because it smiles at me and pats me on the head, Dan.
Yeah, she said I basically need to be locked up in a mental institution. She said, shut up, conspiracy theorist, and that was her answer.
Well, at least you're salvaging your son, but I guess she's now trying to cram him full of fluoride and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
And, of course, the court smiled on her and gave her to him because she'll do what the system says, huh?
Exactly.
Well, how old's your son?
He's 7. He'll be 8 here in a month.
You need to explain to him, just say, look, don't rebel against mommy, because the way they program women today, she'll teach you. She'll put you on Prozac and Ritalin and brain damage you, and it's part of a female form of child abuse, and men do it too, but particularly females. It's about showing the young male who's boss, and these women actually at a subconscious level get off on wrecking their sons. Say, don't rebel against her. She's dangerous. Do whatever she says, at least on the surface. Be nice to her. Love her. She's mommy's sick. And just, you know, she'll pour you the fluoride water, you take a little sip, act like you're drinking it, and up front, if he just drinks the poison at first, she'll think she's dominated, and then he can quietly filter it or get some healthier water. The bottle stuff's even worse than the tap, on average, and then, because if he rebels, she's going to come in with more shots. She'll give him every, and when he has seizures, she won't care. She'll just get deeper into it and just accelerate the evil. Because a lot of women love guinea pigging their kids. It's like a cult of worshiping the doctors. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I did go on Dr. McCullough's website, and he had legal action there where you can actually press charges, assault with a deadly weapon, through, laws if she gives them vaccines.
Yeah, I know some people had to do that. Again, you might just try to sweet talk her before you get into a bunch of legal action. I mean, so she wouldn't even read mainstream news articles that, admit that the swine flu was a hoax and is deadly, or that Gardasil's killing all these women?
No, I sent her a million articles. I even talked to her about, I said, what the Nazis use it for, go back and read history. I'm not going to read that. You can find anything on the internet. It really doesn't matter. You just print off whatever you want to make me believe it. Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
And I mean, does she run after every new shot that comes out and just takes him to the doctor like a cult member injecting him?
Pretty much, yeah.
God,
I mean, that I find out about. He'll tell me. I mean, she won't tell me a thing. But
I think it's important. And I'm not blaming you because nobody's perfect. But I think when you first get with a woman, it's and that's why for 4 years. And I'm a failure. I'm just going to say that right now. I'm a failure. I could have probably really helped a lot of people. I have not been able to launch a social network for 4 years that works, okay? That's how pathetic I am, okay? If somebody, big company, wants to make one, give it to me. No strings attached, we'll do it. Just so I can have a thing for meetup so patriots can get together to meet each other, you know, to form families. I mean, that'd be a small part of the whole operation of what I was going to do, but we're just incapable of it. And, at least at this point. And, because it's dangerous. I mean, you need to know if you've got a bootlicker who worships the system when you get with them. Because I couldn't imagine having a wife that just was dumber than a box of rocks and wouldn't even look at information about vaccines. And I see these women that run out, you know, the hundreds of new vaccines that aren't even approved, but that they're allowed to give kids, and then just shooting them up with them, and the kids dying left and right with all these diseases. And just to know what it's all doing just tears my guts out. And, you know what? Maybe you should file an injunction on her. There are legal actions, and you can also pray for her. But, I mean, I understand. Look, it's a religion of hating men. A salesman will tell you it's hard to sell your family on something. I don't know why statistically, but, you know, everybody's experienced it where family won't listen to you, but they'll listen to some stranger at their door. And it's even worse between men and women sometimes. I'm rebelling against the man because you're the man. Meanwhile, the eugenicists are completely controlling her life and are just having her way with her. And you know what? Your son could die of cancer when he's 15 for all we know. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it could. And she'll still make up crap about it. I mean, she's just a floozy and just a dingbat. And I'm sorry for you, sir. It tears my guts out to hear that. I appreciate your call, Dan. I just can't imagine, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I have these yuppies who'll come up to me on the street, you know, and go, oh, Alex, the New World Order is going to get me. As the banks collapse, as the world government takes over, as they admit the world government, as they're being conquered, they still will stop their car sometimes and make a smart mouth comment and giggle and smile. Oh, they enjoy it. They're going to enjoy the depression so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Arizona. Alex, you're on the air. Come on, Alex, you're on the air. He hung up, okay. I got a lot of different call lists here. I got two different call lists in front of me. I don't know if I got time to go to Zach in Toronto. Zach, make it quick, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you what happened to us on the way down to the G20, Alex. But
were you taught about how it is to be free?
Well, I went down with my brother and one of our friends, and about two stops, because we live east of Toronto, but we're within public transportation as far as the trains go. When we about two stops in, close to the city, we had someone come on wearing Government of Ontario, which is our train service uniform, sit right near us, and we weren't doing anything wrong. We had no weapons or bandanas or anything like that.
The point is you're being taught to submit and answer questions to secret police.
Well, as soon as we got off, when the train stopped in Toronto, as soon as we were about to get off, she was in front of us, and she sort of tapped her nose, and we were rushed by three police who targeted us. They let everyone else off, and they searched
us. Yeah, no, that's the Stasi system. This is all training them to the Stasi force, and it's always when the bankers come to town, but long after the bankers leave, they're going to keep doing this. This is East Germany. And don't worry, that woman's going to have everything she's got taken, but she's so stupid she'll never even know it. I'll tell you what, stay there, Zach. Stay there and we'll hear about how you're a criminal, a thought criminal, and the bankers that have stolen everything and $1.2 billion in security funding, how much they love you, Zach. How much they love you, Zach. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up in the next hour. Look, in my stack today, I have mainstream news articles about new GMO crops that sterilize and kill and deform large percentages, the majority of guinea pigs. Just a whole news study. And all I can do is keep my foot down on the pedal and never mind the brakes, because I got people to warn, and I'm not going to mince words anymore. I know for 100% fact that sodium fluoride attacks every organ in the body massively increases cancer of the blood, of the bones, leukemias. I mean, I know. I have a CNN report. Now, I first saw this about 6-7 years ago and covered it. I didn't believe it at first. People would email me articles going, did you know chicken McNuggets and hamburgers and fries have silicone in it, and that it's a deadly plastic from oil? And I went and looked it up, and it was true. But let me tell you what makes me mad. It's in CNN today, and they report it like they're talking about some non-issue, like, you know, real blandly. Oh, yes, all over the world, and in England and Japan, they don't allow oil. It says petrochemical derivative silicone. They don't allow that. But in the U.S., it's in the McNuggets. And, of course, evil's going to come out of that. The feds are going to take over all food production in the name of stopping that and then put even worse things in. That's their genius. They screw stuff up. They give the orders. I mean, literally, chicken McNuggets, ladies and gentlemen. It's CNN. Why? Well, why? And I bet if that guy tells his wife, who works for the sheriff's department, you know, she's a member of the establishment, honey, at least please don't give our son chicken McNuggets. It's got plastic in it. Shut up, you stupid ape, you dumb conspiracy theory. I just can't handle it anymore. It's like I saw these four cops yesterday come in the barbecue place, and everybody got scared and quit talking. Why did everybody get scared when cops came in if we're such a free country? I mean, is it their fault? Is it the media's fault? Maybe the citizens are all bad. Maybe they shouldn't be scared when the cops come in. Maybe they're all criminals. Maybe the dozen or so families and 10 other groups of individuals in there or so, there's probably 40, 50 people in there. You know, maybe they're all criminals. Maybe the four cops were the only good people. Maybe it was normal they all got quiet and quit talking when the cops sat down. And after 10 minutes, I couldn't take it anymore. I had to go over there and break the silence as a human being with red blood and show that those cops were humans, too. I warned them, just like I would sometimes stop and warn a family. I don't care if I look kooky. I don't care what weak scum thinks of me. I know I'm right, period, end of story. And the truth may have driven me a little nuts, I'll tell you the truth, because I can't sit here and take it anymore. And I walked over to those cops and I said, you know, there's a world government forming. And they said, yeah, we know about it. And I said, well, you know, that's a chemical weapon in your water, that's sodium fluoride. And they didn't really look at me like I was crazy. And they were, but I did say it a bit authoritatively. I wasn't being loud. I was just being very stern. I could be a lot more stern in person, a lot more focused, a lot more electric. And I literally got their attention. I explained to them they've got choices to make and that they and their families are being killed by slow-acting binary weapons. And ladies and gentlemen, that isn't just a word. These aren't just words. The truth is so much more. If you would just look it up, do it. Do it. Bone cancer, sodium fluoride. Brain cancer, sodium fluoride. Bone cancer, diabetes. Fluoride, diabetes. If you just look at the government's own studies, they know it. They do it on purpose. I shouldn't even have to do a radio show to stop this. Everyone should instantly go out and get angry about this and go to your city councils and say, look, you little bastard up there behind the dais, you get that stuff out of my water right now, you piece of garbage, or we're going to start a recall of you, you little effeminate mayor, right now. You and Elena Kagan and all the rest of you control freak murderers, get the hell out of our lives right now. We declare war on your tyranny, scum.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.